Current events.
Cutting edge.
Faith.
It's awesome.
Encouragement on the go.
It's the SOS Radio Podcast.
So I don't even know where to begin describing everything that David Platt has done through his ministry journey. But 19 years ago, he started an event called Secret Church. He's written New York Times best-selling books like Radical. It's sold almost 1.5 million copies. I mean, David has a brand new book called Something Needs to Change. He's traveled the world, worked with the International Mission Board. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Scott.
Man, I just sound tired just reading off that bio. You must be way more tired.
All it kind of made me tired listening to it, man.
All the things you've accomplished, all the journeys that God's put you through and challenged you in, huh?
Yeah, it's been a road. None of it really planned.
Well, several years ago, you led a team on a journey through the Himalayan mountains in Asia. On this trek, pretty much amazed by the amount of need you saw, but also didn't expect the way it was going to break your heart and change the trajectory of the way that you see ministry.
Yeah, I would say more than anywhere else I've traveled in the world, these villages and these mountains just represent collision of like urgent spiritual and physical need. Just to give you a picture, like urgent physical need, they did some research in these villages 2 years ago, and they found that half of the kids were dying before their eighth birthday. Like, I've got four kids. Like, that's one of my biggest fears of something happening to one of them. Like, I can't imagine that being expectation for half of them. And they're dying of like preventable diseases. And so that's just one picture of the poverty. And then just to see the way traffickers prey on poverty in these villages. I mean, yeah, it doesn't take a lot of convincing for a trafficker to come and say to a family, we'll take your daughter down into the city, get her a good education, good job. She can send money back up to help your family. She can come back up and visit. And so they send her down, and yeah, she doesn't get a good education or a good job, and she never comes back to see her family. She's put in a brothel where she's just broken and abused and all kinds of things that you or I don't even want to think about happening to her. And then, so on top of all that, just urgent physical need, the reality is those mountains have little to no knowledge of Jesus. When I start talking to them, like kind of people, like you just stay on the trails. Hey, what do you know about Jesus? And they'll say, who's that? Like, they've never even heard his name. So just, yeah, urgent spiritual and physical need colliding. And part of me would love to like take a lot of people into those trails with me. Obviously, that's not really possible. So this book is my attempt to bring those trails to us and just to wrestle with like, how has God shaped our lives and called our lives to count, like for the spread of his hope in a world of urgent need like this?
We're talking to David Platt today at SOS Radio, and he has a brand new book called Something Needs to Change. It's a call to make our life count in a world of urgent need. And you did this journey through the Himalayan mountains, and you're faced with all kinds of poverty. You're faced with all kinds of extreme situations, but you start asking a lot of questions that really started to challenge your faith. Like, you know, where is the peace and the protection of God for the oppressed and the exploited in this world? It's like, God, step in here. And maybe he's saying, maybe, yeah, David, you step in here.
Well, that's it. And that's part of why I want to write this book. Like, I just want to come out from behind. I stand every week in this church I pastor in Metro Washington, D.C. in front of a lot of people, and I preach. But like, it's a whole other thing to come down from like off the stage and just like be honest about things, yeah, questions I have, about things I wrestle with things I preach and believe. And yeah, to ask those kind of questions, not with an attempt to like put some tidy bow on them in the end, but to wrestle through those, but let those why questions, like, I don't understand why this or why that, let them lead to like, okay, what questions? Because there's some things I don't know, but I do know God's called me to be a part of spreading hope in situations like this. So what does that need to look like in my life? What does that need to look like in our lives? And then to share stories just about how people that I've met on those trails are doing exactly that, like, in unique ways, leveraging their lives, unique gifts and grace that God's given them to make his hope known. So the whole point is not to say, yeah, there's just a bunch of need and we need to feel bad about that. Like, yes, there's a bunch of need, and God has uniquely designed every one of our lives to be a part of spreading his hope in the middle of urgent need.
So, David, what did God reveal to you when you started asking those questions about God? Where are you in the midst of all this suffering?
The way I would describe it is, God revealed the reality that there's a lot of things I don't know and understand. Like, I just don't understand why evil and suffering like that exists. I don't understand what God's big picture plan is in that moment, but I do know, like, that's where I think there's a right way to ask questions before God in a Job-like, even Habakkuk-like way, like to ask questions before God and just realize, okay, I don't understand everything. It's not that, okay, if I was God, I'd be doing things a lot better. Like, so I trust God. Somebody asked me the other day, like, how can you even believe in God when you see that kind of evil and suffering in the world? And my response is like, how can I not? Like, other option is there is no God, and kind of an atheistic secular worldview that just says this life is all there is. And in the end, it doesn't matter. Some people get lucky. Some people don't. Like, there's no justice in the end. And no, there is. Like, injustice in those mountains will not have the last word. Justice will reign in the end. And it's God who ensures that. So they're just, those questions just lead to, I think, a deeper level of trust, even though we don't understand everything. I do know this. I do know God is just. He is good, and his goodness and his justice will be made clear in the end. And I want to live to make his goodness and justice known in the little bit of time I've got on this earth.
Life's hardest questions don't just demand answers. They require action. And we're talking with David Platt today at SOS Radio. And David, you're the president of the International Mission Board. So you've traveled all around the world. You've seen the strategy and the studies and the research on what's working to tell people about Jesus and how global poverty works. But when you took this trip over through the Himalayas, you started to see some different things that you've never seen before and experienced before. And I think there's that tension between addressing the physical need versus the spiritual need for people who don't know Jesus yet. And we sometimes feel helpless, like, where do we make a difference to the spiritual need if we can't meet the physical need? I mean, how have you learned to wrestle through that? Because you've had a lot of experience seeing all sides of it, David.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think we kind of go one way or the other oftentimes. We'll be like, okay, we just need to care. Like, what can we do to address poverty? What can we do to address trafficking? And just kind of put all our focus there. And kind of the gospel, like the message of the gospel, proclamation of the gospel gets a little lost in that. Then on the other side, you've got like people are like, no, just share the gospel. Like, that's people's greatest need. And then it's like we're ignoring real and urgent physical needs. And I just don't think that following Jesus gives us an option of picking and choosing here. Like, yes, when I'm reading on those trails in Luke 10, like, love your neighbor as yourself, and I'm thinking, okay, what does that look like? If this was my daughter's being trafficked, like, I'd be doing something about this. Like, I would be acting in all kinds of ways. So how do I love my neighbor as myself? Like, I can't ignore these physical needs. At the same time, to realize, yeah, you've got this one village that was just struck by a cholera outbreak and 60 people died over a matter of just a couple of days. I mean, due to a lack of clean water. And so it's like, we need to work with urgency to get clean water there, at the same time knowing that a water filter won't get ultimately anyone to heaven. Like, only the gospel can do that. So yes, people's greatest need is to be reconciled to God. And so to be zealous and compassionate and work hard and work wisely and well when it comes to meeting physical needs, and to do it just proclaiming the good news of God's love in Christ every step of the way and not picking and choosing between the two.
We're talking to David Platt today at SWS Radio, and as hard as it is to witness heartbreak, you took this journey through Asia, through the Himalayas. You saw all kinds of poverty, all kinds of exploitation of children and women, and you witnessed some terrible things, but you also witnessed the amazing ways that God's people were responding to the suffering. Share some of those stories with us, David.
That's right. That's the beauty, like, to see teachers who could be working anywhere. I mean, teachers from this country and teachers from other countries who could be working in so many different places, who have moved up into these villages, are living among these kids and their families and caring for them and teaching. So providing education, to see people with medical training, like they've gone through nursing school, could be working anywhere, but have chosen to go up and start a health outpost and bring just simple medicine that literally is saving lives on a day-by-day basis. Yeah. And not just like things like teaching and medicine. Like, one guy that I met on these trails. Like, he's an expert in aquaponics, which I didn't really understand. And even as he explained it to me, I was having a hard time understanding. But it basically takes like trout waste and turns it into nutrients for plants and helps vegetation that then supplies for villages. And he's like explaining this to me with like just intense passion. And I'm just smiling because the unique creativity of God, like the way he's designed different people, whether it's this teacher or that nurse or this aquaponics expert, he's given all kinds of people unique gifts and grace that can then be used. This guy has retired and moved over there to use aquaponics for the glory of Christ. And so the spread of gospel grace and hope, like, it's just a powerful picture when you see, and not just people who've gone there, but the first time I met just a few believers there who were gathered together in this simple little humble church, oh, just to see the joy on their faces. And life has gotten harder since they came to faith in Christ. Like, they've started experiencing persecution. Like, there's stories of once they've come to Christ, like, they're not even able to use the water source that there is in the village. But to see the way they're loving each other, caring for each other, like, it's just a simple picture of the church. Like, people with God's word, loving one another, and then they're talking about how they can share gospel hope with the people around them. Like, that's the kind of church I want to be a part of, like, wherever I am in the world. And to see those pictures of hope, it's just hugely encouraging. And then to think through, okay, so how has God designed my life to be that kind of picture of hope, like, right where I live and then in different places in the world?
Yeah. Well, we're talking to author and pastor David Platt today at SWS Radio. He has a new book. It's called Something Needs to Change, a call to make your life count in a world of urgent need. You know, Dave, what I appreciate about your previous books, too, is that you always challenge us just to rethink our comfort level. And this one's no different.
Well, I always want to be careful. Like, even my own life, it's not that we like feel guilty about the things we have, the grace we've been shown. Like, I find myself wrestling on those trails, like, why was I not born in these mountains where half the kids are dying and where they've never heard the gospel? Like, I had nothing to do with where I was born. Like, that's just the pure mercy of God that I've never had to worry about clean water. I've heard the gospel like since I was young. Like, I don't think God's called me or anybody else to feel like guilty about that, but to realize, like, we have been given grace and it's been given to us for a reason. And so there is joy to be found in leveraging the grace God has given us for the spread of that grace to more and more people. Like, that's life. That's why God has given us grace, for the spread of that grace to others, and so to live in that. So not that comfort is bad, but how can we leverage the gift of grace God's given us for the spread of grace and his glory in a world, yes, of urgent need around us?
Well, thanks for taking the time today. We're talking to David Platt on SWS Radio, and his new book is out now. Thanks.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to the SOS Radio Podcast with Scott Harreld. If this discussion encouraged you, feel free to share it with your friends on social media.